Hello and welcome, everyone, to today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you join us on this exciting journey. Whether you're just starting your PhD or you're in the throes of writing, this podcast is your go-to resource for all things dissertation. Today, we're diving into a topic that's vital, yet often daunting for doctoral students: academic publishing. It's a journey that can seem overwhelming, but trust me, it's one worth taking. Together, we'll break it down into manageable steps, making the complex simple and the impossible possible. I want to start with a story, something I find often helps set the tone for our discussions. Think back to the first time you rode a bike. It was probably a little scary, right? There you were, looking at this two-wheeled contraption, wondering how on earth you could balance, pedal, and steer all at the same time. But with a bit of guidance, practice, and maybe a few scraped knees, you eventually got the hang of it. Now think of academic publishing in the same way. It can seem like a balancing act between research, writing, and the endless maze of publication processes. But just like learning to ride that bike, once you get the momentum, it becomes a journey of growth and exhilarating discovery. So let's get ready to pedal into the world of academic publishing, transforming the daunting into the doable. We'll navigate this path together, step by step, ensuring that by the end of this podcast, you'll be more equipped, more confident, and ready to take on the challenge of turning your dissertation into a published masterpiece. With that said, let's jump right in. Diving right into the core of our discussion, the significance of academic publishing for doctoral students, it's more than a milestone, it's a gateway. By publishing your research, you're not just completing a requirement. You're contributing valuable knowledge to your field and at the same time, building your own academic identity. It's your way of making a meaningful impact in your area of expertise. So, what are your options in academic publishing? There's quite a range. First, there are journals, where fresh research findings and insights are shared with the academic community. Then, we have conference papers, a great platform for presenting new ideas and getting immediate feedback. And of course, there are academic books, which allow for an in-depth exploration of a topic. Each of these has its own unique audience and purpose, making the choice of where to publish crucial. Let's touch on the peer review process. This is where other experts in your field assess your work. It can be tough, but it's all about ensuring quality and relevance. Think of it as a helpful conversation, where seasoned scholars guide you to refine your research. Now, here's a practical tip on choosing the right journal or conference for your work. Start by looking at your own bibliography. The works you cite are a window into where your research fits best. Also, consider the impact factor and audience of the journal or conference. It's about finding a match where your work not only contributes, but also reaches the right people. Remember, each step in this journey adds to your growth as a scholar. And that's what academic publishing is all about: growing, sharing, and making a difference in your field. With that groundwork laid, let's move on to the next segment. Moving forward, let's focus on preparing your manuscript. A well-structured manuscript is like a well-told story. It should flow logically, clearly, and compellingly. It's the backbone of your academic work, holding everything together. An academic paper typically includes several key elements. First up, the abstract. Think of it as your research's elevator pitch. It's brief but packs a punch, summarizing your study's purpose, methods, results, and conclusions. The trick is to be concise yet informative. Next is the introduction. Here you're setting the scene. Explain what you're studying and why it matters. It's about hooking your reader with a compelling rationale. Be clear about your research question or hypothesis. Now onto the methodology. This is where you detail how you conducted your research. Think of it as a recipe. You want others to be able to replicate your study, so clarity and detail are key. Then we have the results. Here, You're presenting what you found without interpretation. It's just the facts. Use visuals like graphs and tables to make your data easy to digest. The discussion is where you interpret your results. What do they mean in the context of your research question? This is your chance to explore implications, limitations, and even possible future research paths. Finally, the conclusion. This is where you tie it all together. Reinforce your main findings and their significance. Leave your reader with a clear understanding of what your research contributes to the field. Throughout your writing, remember, clarity and conciseness are your best friends. Academic writing doesn't have to be complex to be impactful. It's about making your research accessible and understandable. And with that, you're well on your way to crafting a manuscript that not only meets academic standards, but also tells a compelling story of your research. Now let's navigate the submission process. It's like setting sail. You need to know the route and the rules of the waters you're entering. Whether it's for a journal or a conference, the submission process has a few common steps. Firstly, you find your target, the journal or conference that fits your research. Once you've got that, it's all about following their submission guidelines to the letter. These guidelines are like a roadmap. They tell you exactly how to format your work, what to include, and where to send it. Ignoring them is like ignoring road signs. You won't get to your desired destination. Next up, the cover letter. This isn't just a formality, it's your first impression. In your cover letter, clearly state the purpose of your research and why you believe it's a good fit for the publication or conference. Keep it professional, but don't be afraid to let your enthusiasm for your research shine through. And then you wait. Sometimes the response is quick, other times it may take a while. But let's talk about a tough part of this journey, dealing with rejection. It's disheartening, yes, but it's also part of the process. Don't take it personally. Instead, use it as an opportunity to learn and improve. Often you'll get feedback along with rejection. That's gold. Use it to refine your manuscript. If you're asked to revise and resubmit, that's a positive sign. It means there's interest in your work. Take the feedback seriously, make the necessary changes, and resubmit. This back and forth can be a part of the journey towards publication. Remember, every successful academic has faced rejection at some point. It's not the end, it's just a step in the process. Stay resilient, stay committed, and keep focusing on the value of your research. So, take a deep breath, follow these steps, and you'll be well on your way to successfully navigating the submission process. All right, ready for the next part of our journey? Let's go. As we venture further, it's crucial to talk about navigating the waters of academic integrity and avoiding the pitfalls that can trip up even the most seasoned scholars. This part of our journey is about staying true to the ethical heart of academic research. First and foremost, plagiarism. It's a big no-no. Always give credit where credit is due. Whether it's a direct quote or paraphrasing someone else's ideas, proper citation is key. It's not just about avoiding trouble. It's about respecting the research community and contributing to it honestly. Now let's talk about some common pitfalls. One that's gained notoriety is predatory journals. These are publications that prioritize profit over scholarly standards, often lacking proper peer review. They can be tempting with their quick publication promises, but getting entangled with them can harm your credibility. Another tricky area is authorship disputes. Be clear about who contributed what and ensure all contributors get appropriate recognition. Clear communication and agreements at the start of the research process can save a lot of headaches later on. So, how do you steer clear of these pitfalls? When considering journals or conferences, do your homework. Check their reputation, review process, and impact. Look at who else has published with them. Trustworthy journals have clear, transparent practices and a record of credible publications. Practicing ethical research and publication is more than just following rules. It's about upholding the integrity of your work and your field. It's about being a responsible member of the academic community, contributing in ways that are respectful and constructive. Remember, your research and publications are a reflection of your dedication to your field. Upholding high ethical standards is not just good practice, it's a testament to your commitment to the pursuit of knowledge. Keep these guidelines in mind and you'll not only avoid pitfalls, but also contribute to the rich tapestry of academic research with integrity and respect. Now let's move on to our final thoughts for today. All right, we're now at a crucial part of our journey, maximizing the impact of your research. After all the hard work you've put in, you want your research to be seen, read, and used. So how do we ensure your research doesn't just sit on a shelf, but makes waves in your field? First up, visibility is key. You can increase the reach of your research through smart networking. Connect with other scholars in your field, attend and present at academic conferences and seminars. These aren't just platforms for sharing your work. They're opportunities to spark conversations and build relationships. Don't underestimate the power of social media either. Platforms like LinkedIn, ResearchGate, and even Twitter can be powerful tools for promoting your work. Share your findings, engage in discussions, and connect with both peers and the broader public. Just remember to keep it professional and relevant. Another great strategy is open access publications. Publishing your work in an open access journal means it's freely available to anyone, anywhere. This can significantly increase the visibility and impact of your research. Sure, there may be fees involved, but the broader reach can be well worth the investment. Remember, the goal is to get your research into the hands of people who can use it, learn from it, and build upon it. Every tweet, every conference presentation, every open access publication, they're all steps towards amplifying the impact of your work. So take these strategies, put them into action, and watch as your research reaches new heights and makes a real difference in your field. And with that, we're wrapping up today's episode. It's been a pleasure guiding you through this journey of dissertation and academic publishing. Remember, your research has the power to make an impact, so go out there and make it happen. As we draw this episode to a close, let's quickly recap the key takeaways. We've journeyed through understanding the academic publishing landscape, preparing your manuscript, navigating the submission process, upholding academic integrity, and maximizing the impact of your research. Each of these steps is a crucial part of your journey towards academic success. Now it's over to you. Start applying these insights to your work. Remember, every big achievement begins with the decision to try. Use the knowledge shared today as your springboard. If you're looking for more resources and support, head over to the Writers ER website. There, you'll find a wealth of information to help you on your journey. And don't forget to check out our online forums where you can connect with fellow scholars and experts. A special resource I want to highlight is the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a goldmine of insights and can be downloaded at writersER.com/playbook. Let me leave you with a thought to inspire your journey. The path to success is to take massive, determined action. Your dissertation and your research are not just academic exercises. They are your contributions to a world of knowledge. So take that action, be determined, and make your mark. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. Until next time, keep pushing boundaries and expanding horizons. Goodbye, and keep writing.